A state senator from Western Massachusetts this week will host what has become an increasingly popular event. State Senator Eric Lesser's Thrive After 55 is a one-stop shop for seniors looking for information about almost any lifestyle topic, from food and nutrition, personal finances, legal questions, and health care. The Democrat from Longmeadow is hosting this year's event Friday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Fieldhouse at Springfield College. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Lesser.
This one is going to be the absolute biggest yet. We're expecting probably over 1,000 people. We have nearly 80 organizations from across the Pioneer Valley that touch senior services, health, nutrition, wellness, you name it, that will all be there under one roof, plus there'll be free lunch and coffee all day.
And it's taking place where?
It's going to be Friday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the campus of Springfield College at the Fieldhouse, which is 263 Alden Street in Springfield.
And this is a different venue from what you've had in years past, right?
Correct. Our first year we were at Western New England University, and then last year we were at Springfield College, but in their Better Living Center. This year we're at their Fieldhouse, which is where they have commencement exercises. So it's going to be gigantic. Every year, demand has forced us to find a bigger and bigger location. This year, we're expecting a very big crowd, but we'll have a great facility that can fit everything. We're expecting close to 80 different organizations, everyone from the PVTA to Springfield Senior Services to the Holyoke Soldiers Home to the VA to the Mass Department of Transportation will be there under one roof answering people's questions. There'll be raffle prizes all day. There'll be a boxed lunch. And we're also going to be having seminars throughout the day. A nutritionist giving a seminar on healthy eating. Sheila McAleese from Heartsong Yoga will be doing a yoga demonstration for everyone that they can even practice at home. And there'll also be a representative from the Attorney General's office doing a presentation on scamming and fraud prevention for seniors. We're going to have an attorney there giving a presentation on elder law and estate planning. We're going to have financial planners available doing a presentation on good financial management for seniors, and we'll even have a great menu of nutritionists who are going to be giving a presentation on healthy eating, and it'll be going on throughout the day, and raffle prizes as well. And it's really just going to be a great festive day, but really be serving an important purpose, which is giving our seniors an understanding and an appreciation for all the different resources that are available for them.
Now, do you want people to register in advance before they go, or can they just show up at the door?
So the event is free and open to all, so no stress if you don't get a chance to RSVP. Just show up and come. But we do ask, if you know you're going to come, to RSVP to us so that we can plan accordingly. People can RSVP online at senatorlesser.com/thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, or they can call my office at 413-526-6500.
And they can get more information about it by calling your office as well?
Correct. Yes. If they call our office, 526-6501 is the phone number. They can get their questions answered, and they can also RSVP over the phone if doing it online isn't an option.
So this is really it's kind of a soup-to-nuts resource fair, and it's not so much an opportunity for people to engage you in a political discussion or a discussion about something of concern to them, or is it? Is that an option as well?
Well, I'll certainly be there, and my whole staff will be there. So, we'll be there all day answering people's questions. And, again, it's really twofold. Certainly, if people have questions for me or want to talk to me, I'll be there all day long. But it's also a chance for them to meet and to build relationships directly with all of the different service providers around the Pioneer Valley. So it's really both. The reason we're putting this fair on, Paul, is, you know, we appreciate and understand that your senior years can actually be a very exciting time of life. People are spending time with grandkids. They're exploring new hobbies, getting ready to retire. But we also know it's a stressful time of life. There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of stress around the high cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, issues around, you know, planning for retirement, having enough money to comfortably retire. We know there's challenges around transportation and the cost of housing. This is a chance to really give people a set of resources to let them know that they're not alone, and there's a lot of organizations in Western Mass that are committed to helping them.